when Pastor asked me about speaking, I kind of knew. I had been sitting for a long time. I had been through some things. And so I had just been sitting. But I knew that God was going to cause me to come back to where he had called me to be in. But it was some things that I had to go through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so years ago, I spoke a message years ago. And as I was trying to get the message, I was going over this and I was going over that. And I was going to speak on this and I was going to speak on that. But then the God just pulled me back to a message that I had spoke years ago. And the message is coming from the book of Romans, the 8th chapter and the 18th verse. And it says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that is to be revealed in us." Amen. And at that time when I spoke the message, my topic was, after this, God's going to get the glory. Hallelujah. But now I'm on the other side of it. And so my topic has been, it's all glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's all glory. Hallelujah. Glory. We go glory to glory. Hallelujah. You know, my Denise's son, he used to always say, it's all good. And I'm going to say, just like he said, it's all glory. It's all glory. Hallelujah. What is glory? It says it's very great praise. That's what glory is. Or honor. It says to exalt triumphantly is glory. It says it's splendor. That's glory. Hallelujah. I remember when I was in the church and the mothers was, we was just sitting there to be quiet. And some mother would holler out, glory. Hallelujah. But see, back then, I didn't know I was young. I didn't know. Hallelujah. She said, glory. The whole church went up when she said, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, this book was written by the Apostle Paul, whose name was formerly Saul. He was a persecutor of the saints, but God stopped him in his tracks and changed his name to Paul, the Apostle. Paul knew about suffering. Because he went through some things. When God called him, God, he had to suffer some things. Paul, he was shipwrecked. He was beaten. He was left for dead. And then when he finally got to shore off a ship, he got bit by a snake. And the people was looking to see if he was going to drop dead. But he didn't. God protected him. He was put in jail, but it was all for the glory of God. You know, suffering, because, you know, we don't want to hear the word, we got to suffer. You know, we want to hear, you know, everything going to be wonderful and everything, you know, you're going to get everything you want. You know, name it, claim it, you know, all that stuff. But see, it's got to be a balance. We're going to have to suffer some things. You know, suffering is an integral part of the process of spiritual maturity. When you suffer, when you go through some things, God can mature you. He can, you know, mature you in him. You will not grow until you have been through some suffering. And when I'm talking about suffering, I'm talking about suffering for Christ's sake. Sometimes we suffer and we ain't did nothing but try to live all we know for God. All we know. But we got some, we don't, and sometimes we don't understand it. Why they don't like me? Why, you know, they trying to stop me? Why they trying to do this to me? And I ain't did nothing but trying to live for God. Trying to live holy. Trying to live right. Trying to walk upright. Trying to stand for righteousness. Hallelujah. Trying to, the Bible says, cry loud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion. And tell the people their transgression. In other words, you have to stand for truth and righteousness. In the midst of this crooked world, you have to stand for it. When they come to you saying something and you know it's wrong, You can't be, oh, well, that's all right, you know, whatever. You got to tell them the flat-footed truth, the God-honest truth. If they saying they doing this, or I'm going with so-and-so wife or husband or whatever they doing, you got to tell them it's wrong. You have gotten away from God. And sometimes it's not easy because, see, people want to hear what they want. We get this tickling ear time, you know, where people don't want to hear the truth. But we got to tell them the truth in love. You know why? Because we truly love them. And we want them to be blessed. We want them to live a life in Christ. We got to tell them the truth. And sometimes it's hard. And, you know, when God call you, you know, you want to pull back. But you can't pull back. You got to tell them the truth. The mothers, I thank God for the time that I grew up in the church. Because those mothers didn't play with you. Them old mothers, mm-mm. I thank God. They would put your shoes on straight, put them on tight, and fit them real good for you. If you got in some stuff, they come on, that mother come on, and she say, precious heart. I'd be like, oh, Lord. I mean, when mother say precious heart, mother getting ready to put your shoes on for you real straight. And mother would say, precious heart, you're wrong. Precious heart. I remember one time, you know, I was in the choir. And see, I didn't know no better. I was just newly saved and stuff. And, you know, back then I was in the Church of God in Christ. So, you know, certain things they, you know, had that you had to do. So I remember one of the sisters she was in the choir. And she had a split. It was like way up here. And she was just marching. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this. And mother come right on the side of her. Why she marching in the choir saying, everybody looking. With a safety pin. She'd be there. They didn't play with you. They told you the truth. Because they loved you. And I'm so glad I grew up in that time. I gave my life to the Lord when I was 14 years old. And I ain't looked back. I thank God for the foundation in God. You know, because we have to have a foundation in God. So, you know, I'm talking about, and I will be right back to, I'm talking about suffering. We're going to have to suffer some things, but we don't understand it. But you know what? God is working in us. Yeah. He's making us. He's molding us. Yeah. He's making us, you know, to be what he has called us to be. Amen. You know, I was watching the movie. It was an old movie that we had. We used to have it was a long time ago, some years ago, and it was called The Five Heartbeats. A lot of people didn't watch it. But and once they, you know, everybody found out what it was about, then people watched it. So, you know, my sisters, you know, she loved that movie. She'd be watching it all the time. So we was teasing her. So one time her car had got on fire. And so she had ran out. We was teasing her. We said she ran out to the car and grabbed in the car while the car was flaming and grabbed the Five Heartbeats tape out, you know, and ran across the street, you know. But, you know, it was Robert Townsend. He played a part as a writer in that movie and a singer for the group, and the group was the Dales. One of the actors told him, you will be a great writer after you suffered. And he didn't understand that. But as that movie went on, he began to understand that he knew exactly what he was talking about. He went through some suffering. And he became a great, he was already a great writer, but when you go through some suffering, you become a greater writer. When I talk about suffering, I mean, I'm talking about suffering for the cause of Christ. Sometimes we do suffer. Amen. Amen. I'm good. Okay. When I'm talking about suffering, I'm talking about suffering from the cross of Christ. But sometimes we do suffer because we get out of God's will. We make bad choices for our lives. And we make bad decisions. And sometimes we have to suffer. We have to suffer some things. You know, then, you know, and I want to kind of go back on that, because sometimes we do, you know, we'll make a bad choice. We end up suffering sometimes for years. We don't really know how long, you know, when we go out there and do what the enemy wants us to do, and we listen to his voice, and he tell us to go out there and do this and do that, and then he don't tell us the consequences of it. You know, it's a saying that says sin will take you further than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you planned on staying. But the kicker on it, it's going to make you pay a price that you don't want to pay. That's what it'll do. You know, it'll keep you out there long. You know, you say you're going to just go out there for a minute. Next thing you know, you out there for years. But the kicker, it's going to make you pay a price. It's a price for sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, but when I'm talking about suffering, I'm talking about for the cause of Christ. I'm talking about when you live in all you know for God, then the enemy comes in and takes you from every arena. Every time you look up, it's something. You look on this side, the enemy trying to attack you from your job. Amen. Then the enemy trying to attack you in your home. The enemy trying to attack you from your friends. You know, it's everywhere you look. Your finance, he's trying to attack. Your family, he's trying to attack you. But then I encourage you, don't give up. And don't give in. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. Amen. You know what God, suffering does? God allows suffering to drive the believer to dependence and trust in him.
Amen.
When you go through something, baby, you realize, I ain't got nobody. You can't trust man.
Amen.
Man will let you down, baby.
Amen.
You can't trust man.
Amen.
Man will disappoint you.
Yes.
You can't trust man. But you got to put your trust and your dependence in God. Because you don't know what man will do. Man liable to do anything. Man liable to walk out on you, baby, while you sick. That's what man will do. Hallelujah. Man will get in some mess, baby, and mistreat you. But when you put your trust in God. Hallelujah. The one that is able to deliver us and bring us out. I love that song that said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. All of the ground is sinking. Hallelujah. It's sinking, baby. It's going down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Suffering will drive you to pray.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When you're going through something, it'll drive you on your knees.
Yeah.
It'll drive you to cry out to God. God, work it out. God, when you had strayed away from God, God allows some suffering to come. Some things you have to go through to come to pull you back to the church house. Hallelujah. That's what God will do through suffering for his believers. He know how to do it too, baby. He know where to hit you at. Hallelujah. He know how to bring you down to your knees. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. God allow it to happen. I know. God will bring you back to his house. You know, sometimes we have been through some things. And some people have been hurt. We've been through some things. And we have allowed the enemy to drive us away from God. But, baby, God wants you. You can't depend on man. That enemy don't love you. Hallelujah. When I was going through, because I went through something. And I don't mind being transparent or something. I went through something. While I was sick with cancer, I went through something in my marriage. After that, I went through a divorce. Then after that, my mother was sick with cancer. And she died. And it was very devastating. And I went through some suffering. But God, I didn't lose my mind. Hallelujah. He kept me with my right mind. God said he's a mind regulator and a heart fixer. He fixed my heart. Glory to God. I wanted to give up, but I couldn't. Because the faith that I had in God, how it conquered everything that I went through. So I couldn't give up. My father-in-law would say, don't leave God. Just because somebody else acted a fool, don't you act a fool. You stay with God. You hold to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Build your hopes on things eternal. Glory to God. And I stayed with God. You know, I thank God, you know, for my mother, when I was sick, my mother would come over and she would cook and do all kind of things. And I thank God because my mother was a mighty woman of God. And I miss my mother. And sometimes on Mother's Day, last year on Mother's Day, it was very hard for me because that was the first year that I had lost my mother. The second year, this year that just passed, first year, I couldn't even hardly get out the bed. I couldn't make it to church. I barely made it. I had to go to a late service because I was so tore up and so hurt. But then this year, I had a little something, but hallelujah, God blessed me. I got on up, came on to the house of God and gave a testimony about my mother. You know, hallelujah. God, we don't even know what's in us until we went through some suffering. Hallelujah. We don't know how strong we are in God, in Christ, until we went through some suffering. We don't know. Hallelujah. We don't know how God is moving and working. And you know, hallelujah. We got to depend on him. It made me pray. Hallelujah. Cry out to God. You know, I thank him. Hallelujah for all that he brought me through. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The devil does not attack you if he doesn't see the gifts, the talents, and where the Lord is going to take you. And you will be a great testimony to others. See, and I can tell somebody God is a healer because I've been sick. See, when you ain't really been sick, you know, you can say it. But when you've been sick, sure enough sick. When you had chemo, and on the third day of the chemo, you thought you was in another world because you were so sick in your body. You were so weak, I couldn't walk from here to there. After the hallelujah. But through it all, God carried me in the midst of it. Hallelujah. That's what he was doing. He was going to make me a testimony to other people. That if God brought me out, he can bring you out.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know, this is what I want you to know. When this is over, well, after you finish suffering, you're going to be a great evangelist. See, people want to be great and they want to be this, but nobody don't want to go through nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But after you've been through something, baby, you're going to be a great evangelist.
You.
You're going to be a great teacher.
You.
You're going to be a great praise leader.
Hallelujah.
You're going to be a great pastor. You're going to be a great prayer warrior with a powerful anointing. And that's the only way you're going to get it because you're going to have to suffer something. You're going to have to go through something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to have to know that God is able to bring you out. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can even ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. That God is our keeper and our healer. God is our deliverer and our way maker. God is our peace in the midst of the storm. God will love us on us. Hallelujah. When man let us down, God will love us, oh God. Hallelujah. God is my peace. He's my lover. He's my friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all of them, every one of them. Hallelujah. After you suffered a while. Hallelujah. God most shot, hallelujah. It's all glory. Hallelujah. It's glory that Christ suffered for us. He said, arm yourself likewise with the same mind that you're going to suffer too. He suffered, bled, and died. We was in a bad state. We was on our way to hell in a handbasket. We was messed up. Hallelujah. We had the couldn't help us and the couldn't quit us. Hallelujah. We was messed up. But Christ saw man. God saw man, the state he was in. He said, I got to send some God, Jesus, down to die for man The Bible said that sweat ran down him like sweat drops of blood. Hallelujah. He knew what he had to do. He had to suffer. Hallelujah. You know, the movie, The Passion of the Christ, I can only watch it one time. Because that's suffering. Jesus suffered for us. We don't know suffering until, hallelujah. We think we done been through suffering. Hallelujah. But Christ suffered for us. Hallelujah. And a thorn was put on his head. God, they put a in his side? A sword in his side. Hallelujah. They pierced him in his side for us. God, he was wounded for our transgression. They beat him all night long. Hallelujah. For us. He suffered, bled, and died. Hallelujah for us. And all we got to know is that Christ loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. He hallelujah, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. Hallelujah. Let me go to the last of how I, you know, Jesus. And when I think, I came out on the other side of all that I've been through. I know about crying all night long. I know about being hurt deep down in your heart, just hurt. And when you know you ain't did nothing wrong but been a good wife, I know about it. I know about being sick when you so sick that you can't hardly walk from here to there. Hallelujah. I know about just some area. I know about losing a home. But God, when the book of Job, the devil came and said, have you considered my servant Job? He's an upright man and he eschews evil. And so this, the enemy came in and he touched Job's family, his whole family, everything was, his children died, and as he was speaking, everything was just happening one at a time. He was just, bam, he couldn't get one look one way, he couldn't even, something else was happening. Then the next time he looked, it was something else happening. The enemy was attacking on everything, but I can tell you this, he got double, hallelujah, for his trouble. Ah, and that's what I know. When you go through suffering, when you go through something, you're going to get double for your trouble. Hallelujah. God going to bless you with more abundantly. Hallelujah. He'll make a way. Won't he do it? Out of no way. He'll heal you. Hallelujah. He's Shalom, God that healeth. Our peace. He'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah. He'll give you peace, baby. Hallelujah. Because he gave me peace. When I was going through what I was going through. And I know I'm on this other side of the storm, of the suffering. So now I can say, I can praise him. I can thank him. Somebody might be going through something right now, but I want you to know, you're going to come out. It's all glory. It's all glory. Somebody, hallelujah, shout glory. It is glory. It's all glory. Hallelujah. God goes, Jesus. He going to work it out. He going to make a way. Hallelujah. Don't worry about nothing because God got it under control, baby. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's all glory. It's all glory. And that's my, it's all glory. Glory to God. That's all I can say. I'm not a long-winded speaker, but glory. Somebody say glory.
Glory.
I say glory. Glory. I praise you, God. I magnify you, God. I lift up your name, Jesus. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. Hallelujah. You brought me out without a doubt. Hallelujah. It's all glory. And that's all I can say. It's all glory. Somebody say glory again.
Glory.
Like the mother say, glory. It's glory, hallelujah. It's all glory, hallelujah. And that's all I have, hallelujah.